quarter was rough on us, you know. They got a jump on us that we couldn't overcome. Nacua had a huge day. We couldn't slow him down. Stafford played at a really high level, which we knew he would if we couldn't disrupt him. And more importantly, stop the run. We weren't able to do that. They were able to break through there and grind it out, which made it very difficult on us. And then we left three out there on the field goal, and then we didn't, we got to score touchdowns, man. You get in a game like that, knew we were going to need some points, and we weren't able to get enough there. In third quarter, we got to be able to stop the bleeding offensively, and we weren't. We never got our run game going. I thought Saint and JMO played their tails off, man. I thought they were played at a really high level, gave us a chance, but we just weren't able to overcome, some of those things, and we knew that team didn't make mistakes, and so it cost us. We couldn't do enough. Well, look, I don't even know what happened. I mean, I just found out after the game about Green Bay and all that. So my message is don't go numb to when you get these losses. The win lose. Like we got to get out of that rut, and it can't be okay. It should burn at you, It should eat you up. And do not go numb to the losing, all right? Staff and I, we're going to come in. We're going to watch this thing together tomorrow, all of us in all three phases. Watch everything top down, the players, ourselves, and make those corrections and then move on. And it's simple as going back to work, and we got to get better with Pittsburgh coming into town. We got to play better. And now we know, now you have firsthand knowledge of what probably the top of the NFC looks like right now. That's them, and so now you know what it looks like, you know what it is, and we're not there right now. Doesn't mean we can't be, but now we know what it looks like, and you got to get better. We got to get better. We got to move on. Can't sulk about it. Can't feel sorry for ourselves. We make the corrections and we move on.
Sorry about that. What did happen?
Really, we couldn't. I think more than anything, we really just couldn't get our run game going. That was going to be important, and that one hurt us. We got a holding call, which made it difficult. Some of those, you're just trying to get in third and five, and we were in third and 10, third and long, trying to run the ball. You get 2 yards, and it just makes it difficult. We weren't able to overcome that. You can go back, well, maybe should have just thrown it and quit trying to do some of those, or you go back and forth. That'll be things that I look at myself as to, man, could I have done this? Should I have done this better to help these guys out? But the bottom line is we weren't able to convert. And so then we strung the defense out, and then all of a sudden it flips. You're up 10, you're down 10. And that was a rough quarter for us.
Frustrating part, but maybe just some of the inconsistencies on defense. One great performance, one not. Another one come back, kind of like just what you talk about, wins and losses too.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Yeah, it's frustrating, but it's also because we're better than that. I know we're better than that. And look, I knew we were going to need to score some points. That's a good team. It's a good offense. Good quarterback. It's all of it. They got weapons. This 12's a hell of a player, man. But we're better than 41 points. Now. It's on the scoreboard. That team over there earned it. They put it up there, so can't take that away from them. But there's just little things. Some of the things fit in the run, we didn't do good enough on the perimeter. Everybody had a hand in that. And then, once they're able to run the ball with what they've got, it just makes it extremely difficult, extremely difficult.
What went into the decision to not attempt an outside kick at the end of the game when they were running the ball as well as they were?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have an answer for you right now.
Can you explain what happened?
I just felt like, two timeouts in a 2-minute. Go ahead.
Just can you explain the challenge that you weren't able to challenge and it cost you a timeout? What you were told there and what led to that in the first half?
They said I cannot challenge that because it's not line the game. But it was, it was wrong. So, which they corrected. So I won the challenge, but I lost my timeout.
The touchdown that was
the touchdown on the field and review, what was the explanation they gave for that?
That the call stands.
They said we bobbled it on the way to the ground.
So the call stands.
Yeah, for three quarters, you only had three players who were targeted for the catches. Do you feel you had enough variety in your play calling, or were you kind of hamstrung by not being able to get the run game going as well?
Well, when you can't get the run going, it limits what you can do and what you're trying to do off of it. I don't regret one bit getting the ball to St. Brown and JMO. I have zero regrets about that. But we got to get the run game going. You know, we got to be better, and we can be better.
Couple more.
Maybe just the decision to go for it on the 29 there, you know, big call at that point in the game, got led to a touchdown, and you getting that lead. Just had felt like that was a time.
Yeah, I felt really good about it. You know, I knew we'd get it. I felt very confident about it, and I knew the players would execute. And it just, I felt like we would have the right look, and it worked out. You know, and if it doesn't, then yeah, I'm in trouble, right? So it's the story of every week.
Except for what you said at the beginning about, you know, you can't be numb to this. What is the locker room sort of, you know, they've had so much success the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, look, I think they're like anybody else. They're frustrated. They don't like losing. I mean, these guys, you know, that's, they don't. But I go back to this. The core of this group are, man, they're the right guys, you know, and they've been through this. I mean, most of those guys know what the dumps looks like, and we're not in the dumps. But they know what that was like. You know, back to back to back to back to back losses, and you don't ever want to even get a taste of that again. And so it's just important that nobody gets that way, or particularly young guys, because they don't know. Some of these guys don't know any different. Rookies, second-year players, especially if all you've done is won, you just don't want them to ever get into that mode of, well, you're just playing for the next week. You know, you're just kind of playing, and you're going through. But you're just trying to make your own way, and you can't, man. This thing has got to burn at you, and you have to have urgency to correct your errors, and we do collectively as a team.
Okay, so have to go 3-0 to finish here to make the playoffs. Just what's the number one thing that gives you confidence that this team can take?
I think I just mentioned it, man. The guys on this team. I believe in the guys on this team. The character of the players on this team, our captains, the core of it. And there again, we needed to play a close to perfect game. We were not able to play perfect enough, all right? We made too many errors against that team, which some other teams, we it would have been enough. It's not against that team. So, but I know we can do it. I mean, these players know we can do it. You go back to work, man, you know? I don't believe for one second anybody's lost confidence. We just know we're doing a good job of taking care of the ball. We're getting some takeaways. We need to get a couple more. And then we got to play for three quarters, man. We got to play high level. Excuse me, four quarters. But instead of that third quarter that was a stinker, we got to do it, you know, for four. So we got three to go here. And, you know, we don't control our own destiny, but we need to win these three. And it starts with Pittsburgh at home.
Yeah.